Dream Big America, our weekly contest with three contestants starting fresh for the month of February. Our winner for January, I'm going to announce that name and bring you into the fold with the three contestants for today. Coming up this hour is Dream Big America time on Good Day.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
So we have announced a partnership with Latino Startup Alliance, and as a result of that, our winner for the month of January was Antonio Altamirano, who's from Menlo Park, California, and his company called Interessante. If you went online and checked him out, he knew Richie how to make the digital media. He knew how to make the social media work
for him.
He
absolutely did. After his appearance here, they were buzzing on Twitter all about Interessante.
Right. So if you want to see more about him, Interessante.com, he got the $20,000 in support, prize consideration, and that's what people are trying to buy for here. In fact, they are vying. Three people this week, three people next week, three people the week after that, and then the last week of February, we'll do what we do last week of every month, put all of the winners from each week together and see who wins for the month. Again, at stake, $20,000 in surprise. I guess there are some surprises actually in here. Prizes, the essence of it is to help entrepreneurs build their business, get things going. We have the support of a lot of people who work in this field, people you didn't even know before. I didn't know these people existed. Kauffman Foundation out in Kansas City, Nutrition Capital Network in San Diego. They help us vet our contestants every week for the Dream Big America mission, which is to bring you these entrepreneurs and hope that we'll help them become family names in our country. Here to help us judge the three candidates is Arturo Duran, who is the Chief Innovation Officer at Digital First Ventures. Arturo, welcome to Dream Big America. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Dr. Bridget.
In a moment, we're going to meet our first contestant. The contestants this week in Dream Big America, by the way, Arturo, thank you for being here. You'll be questioning John Ruff from ScribeSense, a company headquartered in Dallas. ScribeSense.com is the way to go if you would like to check out what they're all about before you actually hear John and his two-minute pitch, which will be coming up in a few minutes, and you can be ahead of the game, if you will. Also, second contestant is Kyle Rogers, who comes from Noda, a Kansas company. And if you want to check out their website, K-N-O-D-A, so you will know more about Noda. Get it, Richie? Know more about Noda.
I get it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Wow, it's tricky.
Third contestant is Jordan Silverman, who comes from Rybrook, New York, runs Install Media. Installmedia.com changes the way a lot of people do a certain type of their business. So we have three very different businesses to describe to you. And in case you're not familiar with this, you've just joined us on Good Day, and you haven't heard the Dream Big America portion before, we invite these folks to come on. They'll give a two-minute pitch after I ask them to tell us a little about themselves. They'll tell us about their business in a formal way, and you'll listen to it. If you are intrigued by any of them, you can get more information by going to their website or dreambigamerica.us, where all in detail the information you have or need on these people is there. And you can decide who you want to vote for. It's very easy to do that. Go to dreambigamerica.us starting at 10 o'clock Eastern Time today, running till 2 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow to vote for your favorite. The person who wins goes on to, this is sort of the semifinals, goes on to the finals at the end of the month. So in a moment, we're going to meet John Ruff from ScribeSense, our first contestant this week on Dream Big America. Dream Big America, We get a new month started with some folks who have some very interesting and creative ideas. It's 17 past the hour. Let's welcome John Ruff to Dream Big America. Hi, John. Welcome in.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us a little about you.
All right. Well, I'm actually from the Midwest. I was born in Minnesota, to be specific. And I'm also actually a sixth grade teacher and a basketball coach in Houston, Texas.
Cool.
I got married 2 years ago to my beautiful wife, Catherine, who's also an educator. And we have a gorgeous eight-month-old daughter, Aria. And I first was a user of this product about a year ago. And I loved it so much that I figured, you know, I need to figure out a way to help ScribeSense get into the hands of more teachers, get into the hands of more students and schools on a broad scale. So I asked, how can I help? And ended up getting offered a job out of it.
All right. So you work at a company that's a startup. It isn't
correct.
It isn't your company. You're in charge of sales at the company, right?
Correct. I am in charge of sales for the company. Yep.
All right. So we're going to give you 2 minutes, and you're going to explain ScribeSense and why people should support it in their voting starting at 10 o'clock this morning. If you want this company to win and be on its way to a potential $20,000 at the end of the month to help them make the company bigger and better, listen now for 2 minutes to John Ruff, Vice President of Sales at ScribeSense.
First of all, I would like to start out speaking to anyone who cares about the educational welfare of the children in our country. If you had to guess, how much time would you imagine the average teacher spends on grading each week? A recent Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation study showed that the average teacher spends close to 8 hours a week grading. That's like adding an additional day to the work week. That's a lot of time spent grading, and I should know. I'm a teacher and found myself leaving the school many nights past 9 p.m. Our school serves the largest homeless population in Houston, and 99% of the students are on free or reduced lunch. Extra time is necessary to meet our kids' special set of needs. Midway through the year, my wife and I discovered we were expecting our first child. I needed to be home more for my wife. So when I discovered ScribeSense, it was as if a prayer had been answered. ScribeSense allowed me to take my usual homework, tests, and various work that needed to be graded, scan it, attach it to an email, and simply submit it for grading. Within a few hours, I had my grades back in my inbox, and with one click, I could send every parent and student in my class a graded copy of their test, complete with color-coded charts, showing them and me what we needed to work on. Up until now, we could only have bubble sheets graded by a computer. Those aren't very good indicators of student learning. That's where ScribeSense comes in. ScribeSense is the only program on the market that can grade handwriting, and easily saved me at least 5 to 7 hours of work per week. It also provides students and parents' profiles so they can stay updated on not just scores, but view the actual test itself. Our goal is that every student will be given the greatest gift of all, knowledge. So I encourage everyone to use common sense and encourage your local school to look into ScribeSense.
All right, ScribeSense from Dallas, Texas, explained by John Ruff, Vice President of Sales there. If you think it's exciting, get ready to vote for him in about 39 minutes as Dream Big America solicits your vote to support one of the three candidates this week on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 21 after the hour. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've been at this since mid...
Welcome to Dream Big America, spring, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
All right. So this has been going on since late spring last year. We brought in dozens of contestants, had some good winners, big winners. Now, this is all about you voting for your favorite contestant so that we can encourage entrepreneurialism. Our mission here is to focus on great products, great services, great causes. The idea is to keep people thinking. And those of you who are entrepreneurs that stay awake at night trying to figure out how to make your business better, we're here to help. That's really what this is all about. So you can support these entrepreneurs. If you're one yourself, you really understand what this is all about. Voting for your favorite contestant is easy. Text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's texting DBA to 612-223-7326. Or you can go to the dreambigamerica.us website, find your favorite contestant after you hear all three of them make their pitches, and click. This has become quite a weekly event for lots of people who have been on the program, connected to the program. It's gone very viral, and for that we are thankful, and so are the people who are presenting themselves. Here's the next person in the next round. Contestant number two is Kyle Rogers, the co-founder and CEO of Noda, K-N-O-D-A. It's knoda.com. Mr. Rogers, welcome. Mr. Rogers, welcome. How many people do that? Mr. Rogers.
I've heard that a couple of times before, yeah.
I bet you have. What do we need to know about you, Kyle?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm based out of the Midwest, similar to the first contestant who grew up in Kansas City. Kansas City guy, actually went to college at Wichita State, doing well in college basketball this year. Hear a little bit more about basketball in the pitch, and came up in the sports industry and social media marketing and things like that. And I had an idea, which you'll hear about here in a second, that always was nagging away at me. And a couple of years ago, did it at a startup weekend. And about a year ago, decided to really make a go of it. So just kind of excited to get things rolling. And,
right.
And we're full-time on the project now. So
here's 2 minutes. Kyle Rogers explaining to you why you should support Noda.
Thanks, Doug. Noda, K-N-O-D-A, as you said, is a social prediction platform. You can make predictions on absolutely anything, from the results of this weekend's game to when the next celebrity is going to end up in rehab or who's going to get kicked off of The Voice or The Bachelor this week. Other people then vote on your predictions and comment to chime in or talk trash. We track your predictions and then crowdsource the results so that you can earn the bragging rights that you deserve. The concept actually originated back in 2003. I'm a huge KU basketball fan, as I kind of alluded to. In 1999, an unbelievable incoming class of freshmen, Drew Gooden, Nick Collison, and Kirk Heinrich. After the first game that year, they had dominated their opponent, and I turned to my mom, who's a big fan. I say, Mom, when these guys are seniors, KU's going to win the national championship. You fast forward to 2003, and KU is about to play Syracuse for the national title. I go back to her, Mom, do you remember 4 years ago when I told you KU would win the national championship this year? She just looks at me with a blank stare like I'm crazy. Of course she didn't remember that I had said that. It was just this passing statement that I had made 4 years earlier. In that moment, Noda was born. From then on, I was always looking for a way to track predictions like that. I was always looking for a way to go back and say, I told you so. But I never really found one. Noda is that service that I was looking for back in 2003. We launched it in December for iPhone users, and we're now available through the web at Noda.com as well. The dev team is working hard on Android right now. It's going to be available in the next month. The response has been absolutely amazing so far. We've got predictions on everything from Justin Bieber's next DUI to the Winter Olympics. Last weekend, actually, Golden Tate, wide receiver for the Seahawks, made a Super Bowl prediction about winning the game on Noda and tweeted it out. It turned out to be right, obviously. At this point, we're looking for a bunch of feedback from people. If you've ever had a moment, like I described earlier, where your mom or a friend forgets about your brilliant prediction, head to Noda.com, K-N-O-D-A.com, or find us in the iPhone App Store. If you have any feedback at all or thoughts about what we can do, you can email me personally, krogers@Noda.com, or tweet us at NodaFuture. Thanks a lot.
Noda, Mission, Kansas, contestant number two. So stand by for contestant number three, Install Media, coming up here on Good Day.
Baby, that you want a good day. Baby, that you want a good day. Disaster is always just a few away. But baby, I'm sticking with you anyway.
All right, now we continue with Dream Big America here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, celebrating American ingenuity. So if you are interested in pursuing the support that these people are looking for, you can go to dreambigamerica.us and get more profile information. Each of the contestants has it's basically 3 minutes, because they give them a minute to talk about themselves and then officially a two-minute pitch, which gets then uploaded to the Dream Big America site and also to DougSteffen.com. So if you're interested in hearing, you've heard something that intrigues you, want to hear it again, you can go to either of those two sites, DougSteffen.com or DreamBigAmerica.us.
Yeah,
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
All right, so let's get back to our overview here. We've had two contestants so far who presented themselves, as these contestants do, very well. John Ruff from Scribe Sense in Dallas, and then Kyle Rogers from NODA. We're going to get one more contestant in here, and then we're going to have Arturo Duran, who is from Digital First Ventures in the Bay Area, ask questions, follow-up questions of each of these three contestants, so you'll better understand what their pitch is all about and what their company is about. By the way, if you are interested, anybody listening to this program anywhere in America, you can participate here as well. If you got an idea, you're a candidate, you're running a business, you would like to have your presence felt on Dream Big America, you can go to the Dream Big America website. You'll find on the website, or you can go, if you go to Good Day Show or DougStephan.com, you can find the connection to the website as well. There is a place for you to present your information about your company. We'll vet it and see if you, too, can become a contestant. To vote for your favorite contestant later on, like 24 minutes from now, you go to dreambigamerica.us, find your favorite contestant, click on vote. That'll be from 10 Eastern today to 2 Eastern tomorrow. We'll announce on Thursday morning on the Good Day program who the winner of the week is. Text your preferences to DBA, it's to 6222 DREAM, in fact. All right? Dream Big America, the voice is for entrepreneurs. I'm a radio entrepreneur. That's why I have such regard for these people and what they're going through. This is the first radio program of its type. We're betting startup companies, thanks to Adam Taff, my partner, out in Kansas City. A lot of innovation, a lot of people bringing their dreams forth. So if you feel this is a place for you, then help yourself to the information and vote. Support these people. Jordan Silverman is the co-founder of Install Media. Jordan, welcome to Dream Big America.
Thanks for having me, Doug. I appreciate it.
Well, we're here to listen and to help you along. No matter whether you win or not, exposure on the radio program doesn't do you any harm. So it's
Absolutely.
A good place for you to start. And having all of these podcasts available for download, they go viral. So it's a good way for you to get your information out and about. That's what some people think they've won just getting on the program. Jordan's company is called Install Media. I'll have you tell us about that in a minute. First, tell us about Jordan Silverman.
Yeah, of course. So like most people, I had an idea that I thought could be cool. And as a 20-year-old University of Michigan student, I was naive and young enough to start a business out of it. And when I first got started, I had no idea what kind of hard work it was going to be, but it was the best decision I ever made.
Really? All right. Well, it's good when you can follow up best decisions with best practices. So let's see if you're there. Installmedia.com is the place to go on the web to find out more after you hear from Jordan. Jordan, you have 2 minutes starting right now.
So before I get rolling, I just want to thank Dream Big America for having us and all of you for listening and, of course, hopefully voting for us.
There you go.
My name is Jordan Silverman, and I am the co-founder of Install Media. A little over 3 years ago, I found myself sitting in the bathroom, reading my phone, bored, as I'm sure many of you understand. I thought to myself, advertising has permeated into every aspect of our life but the bathroom, and it seemed like the perfect place. Imagine a world in which every bathroom visit is accompanied by interesting reading materials. It sounds pretty amazing, right? So for the last 3 years, we have been helping companies save money on their bathroom products and capture the attention of the busy, on-the-go consumer when they have a few distractions, 3 minutes. So in the past, we gave our free printed toilet paper and paper towels to a dozen different venues in 4 different states and worked with over 100 advertisers. We recently pivoted to our new product because we believe it represents greater growth opportunities, increased margins, and faster market penetration. So instead of printing on the toilet paper, we've designed a new kind of industrial, away-from-home toilet paper dispenser that has a clear front, so display advertising can be seen inside the dispenser. So imagine the dispensers that you would find in large venues like stadiums, movie theaters, and rest stops with the big rolls, but with a clear front so you can see inside of it. In less than a week, we were able to sign 100 gas stations to carry these dispensers throughout the tri-state New York City metro area, and we're working now to build a network and continue growing. We offer our stations and our venues free toilet paper and free dispensers, and we offer our advertising partners an exclusive and one-of-a-kind platform. So the goal is that today's consumer sees 5,000 messages a day. And what we're trying to do is break through the clutter and change the way people do their business. So if anyone listening is interested in advertising with us or getting involved, feel free to email me directly, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at installmedia.com, or visit our website, www.installmedia.com.
All right, thank you. Jordan Silverman, the co-founder of Install Media. Now you've heard all three pitches, three contestants, 2 minutes to pitch their business idea right here on the program. Voting goes live right after the show at the top of the hour. Remains open for 28 hours. Again, you can vote by texting DBA to 61222DREAM. Or vote on the dreambigamerica.us website. Send one contestant today to the final show at the end of the month. So we're back again with Arturo Duran. All three of the contestants will have questions from him, and then you'll be able to vote. It's coming up next year on Dream Big America. So we're looking for a winner today, 16 and a half before the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day portion of Dream Big America, the other way around, Dream Big America, here every week for an hour in this part of the program, searching for the next hot idea, next hot business, next maybe hot investment. Here is Arturo Duran, who's with Digital First Ventures, a very successful company, a news company here in America, to ask his first question. I'm going to ask all three of the contestants a follow-up question so there's more clarity, if you will. John Ruff from Scribe Sense, you get the first question.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Go ahead, Arturo.
John, how are you? Great presentation. I think that anything that addresses the educational market, actually, it's on the right path. So I really like your concept. So do you expect this to be more a one teacher by teacher, or do you expect to have a sales force that actually goes to school by school or school district by school district? And your monetization, that would be very important, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely, Arturo. Well, basically, our idea is we will be, we're going to go with whatever works best. You know, I mean, if we need to have a sales force that goes to school district after school district, then we're going to, you know, we're going to continue doing that. But right now, we're still kind of seeing, you know, what's the best way to go about it. We currently are working with school districts, me being with the sales force, but down the road, we could definitely see this becoming student-driven or teacher-driven and let them kind of speak, you know, and advocate for themselves. If they really want our product in their school, we figure, you know, if they go and request it, that's a really good vote of confidence for our product. So it might, you know, expand better that way. But we've also had some great success so far by having, especially me as an educator, vouch for the product and go from school district to school district, speaking with superintendents, principals about the product, and we've received a very, very good feedback thus far.
Kyle Rogers from NOTA, your question from Arturo Duran.
Hey, Kyle, I have a lot of fun. I actually, you now have me using your product, okay? So I did like a tribune steroids.
Perfect.
Okay. And the only thing that I didn't see and I would like to hear from you is, so how do you monetize this, and I see that there's some missings in terms of connecting this to other social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Yeah, we definitely need to beef up that stuff. The way that we see ourselves monetizing, we see a few different verticals. The first would be kind of advertising and sponsorships, And within that, we have a unique one. So if a company wanted to sponsor a certain type of contest, we'll say predictions around the Super Bowl, they would be able to come in and be associated with any of the predictions that users make around that, and then we would ask that company to offer a prize back to our users. So if Budweiser or Pepsi wanted to sponsor that event, and if someone gets a Super Bowl prediction correct, they could actually win something from that sponsor. So that's the first one. The second is kind of a licensing model of our content, so being able to put our content onto a website, such as a newspaper's website, or into a TV show. And then the third is the data analytics that come to it, the trends in predictions that you see, whether people are predicting that the next iPhone is going to do very well or do very poorly. We think that's information that we could be able to monetize and sell back to Apple or maybe even Samsung, their competitor, to see what people are saying through predictions. We think that a user is really drawing a line in the sand to tell people what they feel about a product if they make a prediction about it.
Kyle Rogers from Noda. All right, Jordan Silverman, last question for you from Install Media from Arturo Duran.
Jordan, I was just having a real, real good time listening to you. I think that you're right on the point. It's like it's a wasted time, okay, just minutes in the stall. So just tell me, how scalable is this? Like, I didn't understand exactly how the technology works. Is this going to be remote control advertising, so that's why it's a display, or it has to be manually changed in every stall?
That's a great question. So right now we're just doing display advertising, where we actually go once a month, change out the ads, make sure everything looks good. We would like to get to the point where it's actually a digital content display, since that's really the goal of the company, is giving people reading material in the bathroom. But it's a lot more expensive and time-consuming to develop that kind of remote back-end that's necessary. So right now, from a scalability standpoint, we're just doing display advertising. And the nice thing about being in the New York City metro area is that there's plenty of places to do it around here.
All right, so this is Jordan Silverman. Would you like to vote for him? You go now to text DBA to 61222-DREAM. Or if you want to vote for Kyle Rogers from Noda, you go to 61222-DREAM. Or if you want to vote for John Ruff from ScribeSense, 61222-DREAM. Or you can go right to the dreambigamerica.us website, where all of the companies and people are profiled. Click on vote right there, and you are home free. You got from 10 o'clock Eastern today till 2 o'clock Eastern tomorrow to vote for your favorite company. Our thanks to Arturo Duran from Digital First Ventures here as we work our way through another great week of contestants on Dream Big America.